Listening Library presents Okay for Now by Gary D. Schmidt. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Chapter 1. The Arctic Tern. Plate 250. Joe Pepitone once gave me his New York Yankees baseball cap. I'm not lying. He gave it to me. To me. Doug Swiatek, to me. Joe Pepitone and Horace Clark came all the way out on the island to Camillo Junior High, and I threw with them. Me and Danny Hupfer and Hauling Hoodhood, who were good guys. We all threw with Joe Pepitone and Horace Clark, and we batted, too. They sang to us while we swung away, "He's a batter, he's a batter, 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 he's a batter." That was their song. And afterward, Horace Clark gave Danny his cap, and Joe Pepitone gave Hauling his jacket, probably because he felt sorry for him on account of his dumb name, and then Joe Pepitone handed me his cap. He reached out and took it off his head and handed it to me, just like that. It was signed on the inside so anyone could tell that it was really his, Joe Pepitone's. It was the only thing I ever owned that hadn't belonged to some other Swiatek before me. I hid it for 4.5 months. Then my stupid brother found out about it. He came in at night when I was asleep and whipped my arm up behind my back so high I couldn't even scream, it hurt so bad. And he told me to decide if I wanted a broken arm or if I wanted to give him Joe Pepitone's baseball cap. I decided on the broken arm. Then he stuck his knee in the center of my spine, and